We were talking before about BV/ABD and extensive stage disease. And Craig, we do now have some data in early stage in this situation. There was a so-called BREACH study. Can you talk about what we know right now about BV/ABD in early stage disease?
So we published in Blood a couple of years ago a cohort of patients with unfavorable early stage Hodgkin lymphoma. All the patients had to have at least a 7 centimeter mass. So it was a combined modality program of BV/ABD and involved site radiation. In that cohort of 30 patients, all 30 patients did well. That was published in Blood. There are multiple cohorts since then, but in general, BV/ABD with radiotherapy is a phenomenal treatment program for early stage Hodgkin lymphoma with some evidence of tumor bulk. The issue about giving BV/ABD in general for early stage Hodgkin lymphoma without radiation, the Mass General Group has reported excellent results, and there are a number of studies in Europe looking at this combination. I want to digress because this is a very important issue. So in the RATHL study, which was for advanced stage Hodgkin lymphoma, published in the New England Journal of Medicine by Peter Johnson, 40% of the patients had stage two disease. Now, everybody in the room knows that stage two disease is early stage disease. However, that study had a lot of stage two patients that received 6 cycles of ABVD. And there are many folks, including the Vancouver group, that considers patients with unfavorable early stage Hodgkin lymphoma as being, quote unquote, advanced stage disease, and in theory could push to get BV/ABD full course. So even though the Echelon 1 study had stage 3 and 4 disease, one could imagine fairly easily that patients with stage 2B disease, which is a common presentation, will get 6 cycles of BV/ABD. So I think you will see more and more patients with stage 2 disease get this treatment because it's so-called, quote-unquote, advanced stage disease.
Have you done it yourself outside a trial setting?
I think that patients for stage 2B disease, it's not unreasonable if they have the risk factors to give BV/ABD.